Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Maiocco, 49er insider from CSN Bay Area, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Matt. How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. Very good. Got to spend that with the family before jumping on a flight and coming to Miami. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Beautiful. Great to hear. Now, were you on the conference call last week in which the story evolved from the Miami Herald beat writer who was asking Colin Kaepernick about the Fidel Castro t-shirt?
No, that was a conference call with the Miami media. You know, each week, a player on the other team is on a conference call with the media for the opponent. And so they requested to speak to Colin Kaepernick. And Kaepernick went on the conference call with the Miami media, and he and Armando Salguero had that back and forth. So, yeah, I did hear it, but was not on it.
And compared to all the games on the road you've been to this season, how was the Kaepernick reception in Miami versus other stadiums?
Well, it was loud at the beginning. You know, when he went out onto the field, there were a lot of boos, and then almost immediately – those boos dissipated because on the very first play from scrimmage, I mean, he takes off on a run that picks up a first down. I think he had a 14-yard run, very first play, and there were quite a few 49er fans there. And so the boos faded and light cheers erupted. But I think it's been about the same pretty much everywhere the 49ers have gone. When Kaepernick goes out with the offense to start the game, there are boos. And then they seem to subside as the game goes on.
Team drops its 10th consecutive, but Colin Kaepernick showing real signs of progress. Is there a changing sense within the building that maybe Cap will be their guy for next year?
Well, there's still a lot to be determined there. And probably it starts with who's going to be here with the 49ers. You know, who's going to be making the decisions? Who's going to be the general manager? Who's going to be the head coach? I guess we, at this point, with Trent Baalke and Chip Kelly, we don't know if that tandem is going to remain the same. And then, you know, the 49ers have to decide, Colin Kaepernick has to decide, because for the first time, you know, he has a voice in this. You know, he can opt out of that contract, he can become a free agent. But I think what we've seen here, in his six starts, and although the 49ers are winless during that time, he's an NFL quarterback. And, you know, where he fits in to a team depends on the team. But right now I think it's pretty clear that the 49ers could do a lot worse than having Kaepernick as their starting quarterback. And you know, whether they do try to keep him, you know, at what price they try to keep him, and then what they do beyond that, you know, there is no rush. I don't think that he'll be signed right away if he opts out of his contract. So the 49ers have some time. You know, they can try to work out a trade. They can see if there's another veteran quarterback out there on the free agent market that they can sign. But I think they can kind of slow play this a little bit and see what they can get, and then determine whether Colin Kaepernick fits with whatever style they'll be implementing this year, if they stick with Chip Kelly, if Chip Kelly sticks with the 49ers. But it's looking like Kaepernick is getting better and better every week under Chip Kelly's system.
Matt, what's going on? Did you stay in Miami last night and party like a rock star? Did the team get back on a plane, fly to Chicago to get situated? How is this travel schedule?
Well, I'm still in my hotel room in Fort Lauderdale. The team, after the game, got on a plane and made that quick little jump over from, I think they were flying out of Fort Lauderdale Airport over to Orlando. So the team is in Orlando right now, and they'll be practicing. Today's the players' day off, so some of the guys will be getting treatment. But the team will practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the University of Central Florida in Orlando. And then Friday, they'll be heading to Chicago, and they'll pick it up. So they're not making that cross-country flight home to Santa Clara, to San Jose. They're going to remain in Florida, practice here. And the connection is the University of Central Florida football coach is Scott Frost, who was Chip Kelly's offensive coordinator at Oregon. So those two are friends, and the 49ers are going to be taking part in their week right near the Magic Kingdom. So
will they scrimmage against each other?
Say that again?
Will the 49ers scrimmage against the college team?
I don't think they will. No, I don't know.
Would they win that game?
I think they'd probably break their losing streak. In fact, I think the way they're playing, if they can play this coming Sunday like they played yesterday, I think they have a pretty good chance of breaking that losing streak against the Chicago Bears.
How's Chip Kelly holding up? We saw Hugh Jackson yesterday break down after a 12th consecutive loss. Chip's now dropped 10 in a row. Is he still putting up the same positive front that he has most of the year?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a tough guy to read. He's a pretty good poker player. I mean, there have been games where you can tell that it's weighed on him more than other games. I think yesterday was one of those games. The other one that really comes to mind is the loss in Arizona. It's the close losses, and he will never say this, that a close loss is worse than a blowout loss. Nobody's going to say that, but you can tell that they are because, you know, some of those blowout losses where, you know, they remain competitive for a while, and then the game just falls apart. You know, you kind of look at it and you go, well, you know, nothing they can do there. But I think with these close losses, you know, every mistake is one that, you know, the guys look at, and, you know, whether it's the Garrett Celek fumble at the 15-yard line, whether it's Torrey Smith not making the catch and it turns into an interception, you know, the last play of the game where they come up 2 yards short when Kaepernick goes off to scramble to try to find his way into the end zone. But Chip Kelly's not used to losing. You know, he lost 7 times his entire 4 years at Oregon. You know, he was a 10-win coach his first 2 years with the Eagles, and the one time he dropped below 500, he got canned. Now, I mean, he's not only below 500, he has set the record for the San Francisco 49ers, an organization that started in 1946. He has set the record for losing 10 straight games. And, you know, I think they have 3 more games on the road. So it's going to be difficult for this team to get a win as they close out this season. But I think one of those opportunities is coming up Sunday in Chicago.
Terrific stuff. Matt Maiocco, 49er insider from CSN Bay Area. Matt, thank you for your time. Safe travels. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.